Hot mic. Hot mic.
Arr. Ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it's episode 18.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My hormones are raging. I just bottled some wine. Yeah, it's aging. Yo, I'm just kidding. I don't drink. If I did, I'd throw up in the sink. Yo, the sink is gonna stink.
Yo, a little dish soap in the studio.
Yay.
For the cooking sink. Up some new rhymes. Yeah. Where's all the rum gone?
Oh.
It must be with your mom.
Oh! She's gone too! Hey!
Finding treasure, it's my ultimate pleasure.
Oh! They call me Little Riddle, yeah! Yeah, I'm playing on the fiddle, yeah! Oh. Yee! Our mateys, I'm gonna go shady.
Oh!
They call me Slim, but I am a Slim. Shady.
Yeah.
Fishbowl podcast is you.
Yeah.
All our raps are kind of sweet.
Yeah. Hey.
Our voices make you weak.
Oh! Weak in
our
the
podcast,
knees.
You can't critique.
No!
Yeah.
Nope.
You can hear Ryan
podcast,
today.
Yeah. Yo, it's Fishbowl Podcast, episode 18. It is your host, Fisher.
Arizona.
Today we've got a great episode for you. We've got a great question of the weekend. We're really excited to start you guys off today on this beautiful Friday.
Get the weekend right.
What's been going on? What's new?
Man, so much.
You know, everything's just, it's just good. We're doing
good. Got a dance tomorrow.
There's a dance tomorrow.
There's a dance tomorrow.
We're going to be dancing tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the mosh pit. We're going to be in the thick of it. Yeah.
But I think before we get going, we gotta address some news. Fishboat news. We break you in this interruption. We've got breaking news here. This is your...
We break you in this interruption.
This is your number one anchor, Fisher. And starting off today, we've got... On our news stories, we have got... The Portland Pickles... Need your help finding their stolen mascot, Dylan T. Pickle.
Not the T. Pickle.
Portland Pickles. Does anybody know? I know they're a baseball team, but very low key. I'm guessing like the Ogden Raptors.
Probably like single A.
Yeah. Yep.
How many A's are there? How many A's
One,
can you
go
get?
Go up to three and then you hit major league.
I've seen four before.
No.
I've actually seen seven A.
Impressive.
Yeah,
they're pretty
I've
rare.
Seen this
to
joke
find.
Flop about two times now.
Thing.
Yeah.
Sounds like
so Portland Pickle, man. Who would ever steal a pickle costume?
It has to be the Rivals, bro.
It has to be
Portland Pickle Rivals. Were they the Cucumbers?
I think they have to be the Cucumbers, bro.
Because I bet Cucumbers
vinegar
are
vinegar de worst.
They're naturally envious of pickles because they don't have the spice.
They're just not as good.
Yeah,
they're jealous.
The reason why I like cucumbers is because I like pickles.
I just like exactly. The video of the guy that go cucumber.
Cucumber.
Yeah, but that's not even the cucumber at the end of the day. Yeah. You know?
That's not, it's the pickle.
So, what do you do to a pickle? Do you inject it or do you soak it?
You would definitely inject it with the...
You could do both, I think. You could inject
enjoy
and soak.
Any way that you
I
like
enjoy
to
it.
Just...
My pickles
inject or soak
injected.
A pickle.
I think you could do both.
Definitely. Do they naturally just shrink or do they just like already are small.
I think they use the small ones on purpose so you can get them out of the jar.
So you can get more.
I think they shrink because doesn't vinegar like take moisture out of?
But not that much though.
Well, because pickles is a combo of like vinegar, salt, and salt definitely draws water out.
And stuff out. And cucumbers are like a big part of like water. Like they're kind of like watermelons in the way that they are.
All like a cantaloupe. Yeah. All right, Sam, what's yours?
You said cantaloupe.
Okay. Man balances four eggs atop one another to break Guinness World Record.
Guinness?
This is crazy because we were literally talking about world records last time.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty amazing, especially since it's hard to balance just one egg, much less four eggs.
They all just fall over when I'm touching.
Penguins balance an egg and walk on it, so
they have their feet for that.
Penguins. Have you seen how large their eggs are?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite more surface massive. Area you could definitely balance. And
there's literally
pretty large.
There's literally a penguin inside of them that like keeps it low center of gravity.
Wait, what?
What?
There's a penguin inside those eggs.
Oh, right, I thought you meant there's a penguin inside of the penguin holding up the egg.
for those wondering, these are regular chicken-sized eggs, not massive penguin.
And if you guys request, we will send you guys the anatomy of a penguin if you're still confused.
Yeah.
I am the anatomy of a penguin.
Ryan.
Okay. So, story is dentures lost in Spain returned to British man 11 years later.
Oh, how did they find those, man? Okay.
Dentures, in their mouth?
Do people actually wear dentures or is that like...
Oh, yeah. They definitely...
Dentures are a literal myth.
Or is that like a thing from SpongeBob?
I'm pretty sure dentures are fake.
How do you close your mouth when you have dentures in your mouth?
The last person to use dentures is George Washington.
Dentures are definitely real, bro. I have denture cleaner at my house.
For why?
You have dentures?
Who in your family has dentures?
No one.
But you just clean your dentures?
Well, that's... You could, like, clean, things with dentures.
So, just because you have denture cleaner doesn't mean dentures
are... Well, then why is it called denture cleaner, then?
Yeah.
So, just call it cleaner.
So, you, like, wipe your counters with, like, contact solution?
I mean, occasionally.
Saline?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that there, I would have to say... Fish boat news.
Your volume.
All right, now moving on to our next segment.
Question of the week. All right, so we've got some responses from our lovely fam.
Whoa, before we do it wrong, let's first say what our... Well, let's first rephrase what the question of the week was.
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't.
You didn't.
Okay, the question of the week was, what is something that you thought was the coolest when you were in elementary school?
That's good.
For me? It's got to be Lego Ninjago, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I brought those to school, and I played, and I was good.
Yeah. How are you good at Lego Ninjago?
He was good. Because
I spun it real good, man.
He knew the spinjitzu.
Yeah.
The art of spinjitzu.
Dude, it's like Beyblades, but Lego Ninjago.
Yeah, I did everything. I did, what was that called? Bakugan? Like the little.
Bro, I was going
to I did Bakugan. That. I did Pokemon. I did football cards. I did everything. But I don't think that was like an embarrassing thing that I thought was cool because I still think those are cool. I thought being like an Instagram star was cool. And I have two full Instagram pages of when I was like in. Like early junior high and elementary of me just thinking I was.
When did you
get
a phone?
I got a phone when I was, I think, 13. Which is
what age was that?
That's 13.
What year of school is that? 13.
This has to be like
seventh grade. So I've probably got one sooner. I got like an iPhone in sixth grade.
Wow, says a lot.
Wow.
What about you?
You know something. Embarrassingly that I thought was cool in elementary school would have to be Pokemon. Pokemon, it is embarrassing. And you know, you could transplant that up into middle school where I thought Magic the Gathering was cool. Obviously, all these things are not as cool as Yu-Gi-Oh!, which I play currently.
Or chess that you...
Exactly, or chess.
Nothing could compare.
Nothing could compare.
No, sir.
Okay, go.
Something that I always craved and desired, and I got a few.
Stop grabbing the mic.
My sound just went off.
Yeah, so they're the little like finger light things.
Oh.
I always wanted to get a full two hands of those, but they never lasted long enough. They always just died.
Or those pencils that like smell. You remember those pencils that came in like tubes? No. And like they like had scents to them? Does no one remember those?
You smell your
pencils. My favorite scented markers.
Yeah. I had two Silly Bands from the Clone Wars.
Silly Bands are sick,
too. I had a Cad Bane and a Sage Ventress.
That's
Silly Bands.
So
and
cool.
I was
so happy. Sick.
So you, those are the lead.
Right now.
All right, I think we better move on to the fam. Fam's questions of the week.
So for the first one, we've got, I think it's Rolly or Raleigh Nicole.
No, you got to say their whole username so you know who
they are. Raleigh underscore Nicole. The animal-shaped rubber band bracelets. So similar to what Fisher just
silly
said.
Bands. It is silly bands.
Yeah.
Are those?
I feel like I forgot. We have to talk about our one podcastee that was not able to make it today.
Josh.
He's currently recovering from
an illness.
He's currently at an AA meeting.
He got a big constipation problem.
Yes. He's really working on it.
Yeah.
But he says it's starting to come through, so it's okay.
That's good.
Anyways, so his thing that he was going to say was wearing neon clothes. Like
they're said. Still say. I see the people wearing neon clothes in high school, and I aspire to be like them.
I know.
I wish I had.
They're cool, man. I just feel like I shouldn't buy it because I feel like they just look. I don't know.
I feel like I get sweaty in them, and then it dries too fast, and it makes everything stinky. Anyway.
Anyway.
So on to next, some of our fam's next responses. We have Ashley Ash Joe Rich six, and she did two of them. She said kickball and fedoras.
Who wore fedoras?
Bro, no if you wear
fedoras are gross.
Exactly, bro. Yeah.
That's what the substitute teachers wore. Bro.
You bring a fedora to school one day, instantly the most popular kid in class.
Yeah.
Okay, there's only like three kinds of substitute teachers. You've got the really old one that's like really rich and it's a dude.
You can't hear.
Yeah, exactly. And you also got like the super young one that like tries to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or you also just got the lady, middle-aged, that says nothing and reads a book. Yep. Am I wrong?
No. Nope, you got the one on the nose.
Those are all three.
Or the super stingy one that thinks they have too much power.
Yeah.
Oh,
they come in and they're like, phones, the bathroom.
And they're the ones that always sit in the desks.
Yep.
Not
yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Some more responses. We got one from Andrew underscore Selden, and he said, oh, this is similar to Jake's. The neon Nike socks that went all the way up to your knee.
All the way to the knee.
Not all the way to, all the way past.
Past.
Like, if it wasn't aligned with your underwear, I don't think they were cool enough.
If you couldn't see, if you could see skin on your leg, then it wasn't cool.
Not cool. Yeah, it was like a 1600s, like, pilgrim lady.
You know, I think it evolved.
It's those long Puma basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Those are still cool, though.
Those are. Shay.Riley said pogs.
What is that?
What is pogs?
I still think saying poggers is cool.
I don't
poggers?
Think, I thought that was a fairly new thing. Not like an elementary.
Yeah, I wonder how old this person is.
Ballin506 said Pokemon and Beyblades.
Yes.
If you had those, you were cool. I felt like Pokemon was a little more scary because you'd get made fun of by the super duper cool kids that were wearing the all neon outfits.
Yeah.
That's true.
Lego Star Wars. Still really cool. That was Lambert 131516.
Like
Till underscore PR threatened someone with a knife.
No,
one thing. Okay.
Till's a foreign exchange student from like Germany or something.
They do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Definitely a little different.
You can drink beer when you're nine.
Yeah. That's fine. Akalonzi dot underscore A cryptocurrency. All right.
I'm really impressed by that.
I had 5 Bitcoin when I was in elementary, and I sold it because
I had no idea
Pokemon.
What. I only had Raptor Cash. That's all it was.
Yeah.
You went to books?
Roosevelt. you went to books?
Lena.Hill said Silly Bands again.
Yes. Yeah, silly Bands seem to be pretty
silly
popular.
Silly Bands
like
were
a popular answer. Yeah.
You would collect them
if
and then you'd like trade them at recess.
You could
that was
your
what
arm.
Farm.
That's what I did. People would just come to school and just have their arm.
I have really dry elbows, so I would only put it on my elbows just to hide it.
Tuck
Q1 said Pokemon cards again. So those were obviously popular. Those were more of an underlying one though, because you had the super nerdy kids that knew everything and they made you feel bad about your collection.
Boy, this one's good. DS.
Destroy or whatever your name is. Sam's father. We all loved Rick in elementary. We still do. He loved us. Max underscore Draney said stealing stuff from the book fair.
Oh, that's true.
There's something about, you know, that magazine from the book fair.
Yeah.
That was getting, like,
it's so nostalgic.
What is that you want?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The smell of it.
The smell.
Sends me back.
I never actually got to buy anything there. Like, I was so jealous of the kids that actually could have, like, spend money.
I used to take nickels and act like I didn't know that they weren't quarters, and the PTA moms were too nice to tell me otherwise. So I used to be able to buy stuff with nickels instead of quarters.
That's sick.
And so I was pretty good with it. The Mads underscore Hatter said wearing my soccer cleats to school. That's like wearing your football jersey the day before a game and thinking you're like hot stuff.
I remember that.
But it was still cool back in the day.
It is.
It is cool. It's especially when you get out to recess and you're playing.
And you're playing football and you can show them how good you actually are.
Oh, yeah.
And then the underscore Mads underscore Hatter said again, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is still awesome.
Scooby-Doo is still awesome.
The theme song bumps in my head, 47.
47.
What's 47? I meant 24/7. Oh. Underscore Titan Russell said, sharpening your pencils to the tiniest they could possibly. I hated people that did this.
Dude.
Because I was so jealous of like the fact that they could get it down to like the point and then
so
the eraser.
Powerful.
The thing is, I used to do that, but then I got stabbed. So now I have pencil lead stuck in my hand.
Did you ever only have a class where you had the pencil sharpener in the front of the room with the one that like you have to crank?
Yeah.
I always felt too uncomfortable.
And you had to wait for
so
the teacher to stop talking.
I just didn't do my work because I was too scared to go up in front of the class to sharpen my pencil because I thought I like probably like crap my pants and people were looking at my back.
143 Avery Joy said smelly pencils. And I think that's what I was talking about earlier. You could buy them at the book fair and they came in like a tube.
Or the bendy ones are cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The twisty ones that you could.
My favorite ones that change the color when you're like
super hot. I loved the trick that everybody thought was super cool where you bounced it in your hand and it made it look like it was like all floppy.
Oh,
do you guys know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
I could do that.
NBA underscore insight underscore said Pokemon was it back in elementary.
That
really
was.
It's still it. If you guys still collect Pokemon, it's like cryptocurrency.
It is.
It's Parker Thompson said monkey bars. Oh, the monkey bars.
Yeah, bro.
I was thinking that was like a chocolate.
Monkey
That's
bars.
How big I am. Ken.chamb said classic fun slides. That was, if you had, I had all my birthdays from
like
7 to
there.
13 at Classic Fun Center. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Classic water slides was amazing too.
It's still
water
where
slides
it's
makes me want to die.
It gives me like, I don't know, infections or something. They give me like,
I saw Band-Aids laying around.
It's disgusting. Ken.chaim said two more things, and they said High School Musical.
Nah.
I always thought that like degraded you. Like
That's
it was like Justin Bieber, Hannah Montana,
if you
and High School Musical.
Those, then you were instantly the worst.
Yeah.
Ken.chaim also said Pizza Hut Fridays.
What kind of school you go to?
That's like a charter school.
I
got pizza Fridays, like the old
the
soggy
ones that you
stuff?
Microwave in the.
Yeah.
In the microwave.
Sydney May 05 said getting asked to serve lunch. That was a gratifying
was so
experience.
Sick. I never did that.
I did it all the time. Sick. I used to like, I was one of the nerds that like signed up to do it.
Yeah, bro.
J Crid underscore 35 said Steve Buscemi.
I agree.
He's hot. I loved him in elementary. Sydney May 05 said two more, and she said grandparent lunch day.
That was my favorite.
I didn't do that. I had a kindergarten like picnic with my mom, and you brought like a teddy bear. And then she said, having home lunch. Shush.
I always had home lunch.
No one had. If you had home lunch, your immune system instantly is just garbage.
I'm so sorry.
My immune system is stacked because I had school lunch every day.
All right. Well, that's our question of the week this week. Wrap up the session with a little jingle.
That was the question of the week.
Oh, yeah. All right. Moving on.
Days of the week. Days of the week.
All right. We're moving on to days of the week. February 11th, National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day.
That's a lot of great metaphor.
I spilled milk once and it got over my pants and I didn't cry, but
I did cry one time.
I did have a bloody nose.
One time?
I eat cereal like a freaking slob and then it just gets all over my chin.
I eat that cereal. Those Frosted Flakes ones are sloppy.
Oh,
mm.
Dude. You like them better sloppy?
I like them.
Soggy?
I don't like them crunchy. I don't like them crunchy. I need them slippery.
They cannot. have to have crunchy cereal. The soggy cereal.
No,
crunchy
I only eat soggy. Soggy like French toast cereal. Cinnamon toast.
French toast.
I like putting them in my mouth and just like gnawing.
I have
like
a question. Who actually ever bought Apple Jacks?
My parents. It was always off-brand.
I think there was like one.
Nobody
time.
Gets Apple
Jacks. I have the like legit question of whoever. Did any of you guys ever get on-brand, or did your parents get like the Walmart off-brand?
The ones
always.
In the bags.
Always,
yeah.
Always off-brand.
I have such a big family. We need to, or it runs out.
What,
in like a
what
day.
Are the Fruity Pebble ones like Dino Nuggets or
like
whatever?
Dino Pebbles or something.
Yeah,
Dino
yeah.
Pebbles.
Yeah. All right. We also have.
I have a milk story.
Oh.
Bro.
Milk stories make me emotional.
I know it was traumatic. One time, there was a milk carton in my lunchbox, and it broke in my backpack.
And
it was all over my backpack.
Do you remember in eighth grade when the one dude left a milk, like the one guy's locker partner left and left milk in their locker all year, and they had to clean it?
Oh yeah.
Bro, just don't ever drink milk.
National Inventors Day.
Shut up.
I think
if
it's
you
good.
Invent something,
bro,
stop.
Everything's
Dude.
Already been invented.
Yeah, bro.
There's nothing more to invent.
Well, there's like the Wright brothers and Nikolai
Hutchevich.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Nikolai Lincoln.
That dude, that's such a lie, bro. We should celebrate those people, but also recognize the new people inventing
like
stuff.
Like who?
Bro, who's
Elon
inventing
Musk?
Stuff, bro? Nobody's inventing
dude.
Anything.
Dude, there's new stuff being invented all the time.
Jeff Bezos. Like,
if they're not American, they didn't invent anything.
That's true.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Just saying.
Whoa.
Okay.
Shout out to you British people for never doing
anything. Where do you think
Galileo
was from?
Yeah. America?
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. National Plum Pudding Day.
What?
So that's the 12th.
That's the 12th. Know. Sorry, yeah. Tomorrow. That's tomorrow, February 12th.
February
13th, we also got Galentine's Day.
I
what does that
Galentine's
mean?
Day.
That's from Parks and Rec, remember? Where it was like Leslie Knope took
all
of her
yeah.
girlfriends out.
Where all the
oh, National Pork Rind Day. Mm.
Oh.
Chicharrones.
Mm. That is good.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not actually. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I hate them.
But you have to say you like them.
Yeah.
You have to.
If you say you don't like pork rinds,
and if
and
the
then
name
you
is chicharrones,
rinds.
It's got a taste.
Chicharrones?
Chicharrones.
I remember like watching a TikToker forever ago.
Yeah, you were.
And he had used to take like cans of queso and just dip pork rinds in it. And it was the most disgusting thing I've seen in my entire
That's
life.
That's how you have a stroke at age 30.
Yeah, exactly. He looked. Anyway.
February 14th. National Cream Filled Chocolates Day.
That's I love.
I think that has a deeper
really
metaphor.
That's really convenient that the cream filled chocolates are on Valentine's Day.
I think it has a deep metaphor to it. You know
what is Valentine's Day? We're talking about February 14th.
Well,
we also have Football Hangover Day. Oh, yep, that's true.
Yep, because Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super
we'll get to
Bowl.
That in a minute. We'll get to the Super Bowl in a minute. We also got February 15th, National Gumdrop Day.
I love gumdrops.
Dude, dropping those gumdrops.
Not like yep. gumdrop buttons.
Oh, Singles Awareness Day.
It's good to have a day for
yeah.
the people like that, bro.
Let's be aware of everybody.
Are the people like that?
Okay.
Bro,
yeah, okay.
So
says
bro.
You, bro.
Dude. Bro.
Dude.
I just live my life.
All right. Stop. February 16th.
For 16th,
National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Do you guys know a grouch? Give him a big pat on the back.
And
yeah,
nice.
I love the fam, and the fam loves everybody, especially grouches, so go show some love.
Yeah.
All right. That's it until next weekend. That is the days of the week.
Days of the week. Days of the week.
Days of the
week.
Moving on to our entertainment section. Do we have a jingle for entertainment?
Oh, yeah.
It's entertainment. All right. Well, we've got Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. We've got the Rams versus the Bengals.
That's February 13th.
February 13th. How do we feel about the... How about the Super Bowl?
I think this is one of the most exciting Super Bowl headlines we've had since, like, the Seattle Seahawks.
Dude,
versus,
yeah, Mary J. Blige, yeah. bro.
Who?
Dude, exactly. The Super Bowl halftime is literally like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and
dude.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. No, that is going to be wild.
It's Eminem.
Eminem and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's going to be
so
I feel
crazy.
Like this Super Bowl has potential to be one of the best we've had in, like, 15 years.
Because we've
no,
also
so.
There's
no
also been, like, bets on the internet of, like, whether do you think Eminem's going to wear a hoodie and a hat or not.
I don't think he will.
I think he's going to come out in the old white t-shirt.
I think he's going to have a hat on.
I think he's going to
have a
hat.
White t-shirt, beard. That's my prediction.
Newer Eminem usually wears hats. Younger one usually wears hoodies when he was shaded. You know?
But let's hear some predictions.
So our sponsor, Hogle Zoo,
that is true,
has a lion that makes Super Bowl predictions. Right. And it's never been wrong. This lion is consistent. Okay. And it picked the Los Angeles Rams to win this Super Bowl. And
he ate the cookie.
I want to stick to the guns of the Hogle Zoo because they are a proud sponsor.
They are a proud sponsor.
And they're actually geniuses over there.
They are. They know how to advertise.
I will say, though, it is kind of ironic that the tiger, probably a Bengal tiger,
he was probably too
didn't
scared.
Pick the Bengals.
He was intimidated by the tiger.
It was a lion.
No, I know.
Yeah, the lion didn't pick the tiger.
Because he was probably afraid.
Yeah, he would eat the ram, but not the tiger.
So what if he ate the cookie out of guilt, and he knew that he chose the wrong team?
Exactly.
He was just too scared to walk up to
him. He was probably really sad about that decision, if I'm going to be honest.
Honestly.
So let's start with Sam, who knows absolutely nothing about football, and let's see what he's in.
So, based entirely on jersey colors, I'm going to have to go with the Bengals because of Joe Burrow and how much of a meme he is right now.
Solid decision.
I think the Bengals can pull it off.
Okay. I don't think the Bengals can do it, if I'm going to be honest. I think the Rams' defense is so loaded right now, and Matthew Stafford is at the absolute
peak. Do you even know what you're saying?
If I'm going to be completely honest, I'm just wanting my brain to think that the Bengals can win, but I know that they're probably going to
probably not. But for the entertainment of football, let's hope that the young quarterback wins.
Exactly.
But honestly, I love Matthew Stafford. He's one of the hardest working quarterbacks. I think this is his last chance. Go get you a Super Bowl. Yeah. Come on, Matty.
You know, I think overall, thinking logically, the Rams are going to win. The O-line just can't put up with the pass rush of Aaron Donald and Von Miller. They just can't. So in order for the Bengals to win, they're going to need to give them some time, and I just don't think they could do it.
But
in my heart, I want the Bengals to win because the memes, the jersey color, the atmosphere it would bring to the
Joe Shiesty got sacked 7 times in their first football game. In their first playoff game, he got sacked 7 times, and they still won.
That's true, but their first playoff game was...
It was a hard one. I thought it was against... Who was it against? I don't remember. The Bucks? I don't know. Nope, that's the wrong conference. I'm stupid.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
7 sacks is 7 sacks.
I just, you know, shout out to the Raiders who did a really good job, who got it stolen from them by the refs.
Yeah, that was good.
But, you know,
I don't even think the Bengals should have been in the Super Bowl.
Raiders should have been in the Super
Bowl. Las Vegas is the reason that football's going
to
die.
That's why I have to do Los Angeles, because I don't think the Bengals should be there. I think it should be the Raiders.
Exactly.
All right.
The Raiders used to be
no one agrees with you.
Okay.
But the thing is, how much of like an advantage do they have with all their like home fans there? You
know? LA?
Yeah. Probably that's a good advantage.
We gotta keep,
I wouldn't
we gotta
say
stop
that's a
having
huge
football Super Bowls with the home team.
I get that, but like, it's LA, it's the Super Bowl. The tickets are gonna be stupid expensive. So these are like, I feel like.
But if you're a Rams
fan, the people
and
going
live in LA
to
and the Super Bowl's there, you're definitely gonna buy it.
Oh yeah.
I feel like but it's just so expensive that I feel like it's just an average football fan every time instead of like a Bengals fan or like a Rams fan.
Yeah. Interesting. Well. There you go, guys. That's a Super Bowl. Let us know what you think and eat those jalapeno poppers. It's entertainment.
Pop, pop.
All right, now moving on to our last segment of the day. We're just going to wrap things up and mention that we did start a GoFundMe for donations for those who would love to support the Fishbowl podcast. We love the fam, and we know you guys. We just have a great relationship, and we just hope we can continue that.
Let's keep it going.
Let's just keep it going, guys.
Eggs,
we're
bacon,
going places.
If you want better audio quality, better sound,
different podcasties that we can switch out, just let us know.
Just let us know.
Steve Buscemi.
Exactly. Steve Buscemi.
Yep. Also, for every 20 cents we get, we will waterboard Harrison for 5 more minutes.
Yep.
So
donate $1,000 and just watch me get waterboarded.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. On our Instagram, remember, go follow us at Fishbowl Podcast, no caps, no space. And yeah, that's about it. We're glad you guys listened today, and we love the fam. Anyone want to say some good remarks like before? Just let them over the weekend. We got Valentine's Day coming up. Give your spouse or significant other a good smack on the face.
Fishbowl, we love you. We know that this can be a hard time for a lot of you singles out there. Hey, remember, we've got you always. You are dating you are the podcast. Exactly. You are ours.
The fam is our ours.
Valentine. Yep.
Don't feel alone. You're forever in our arms, I would choose holding you like a sweet little anyone. Child. Imagine being in between Mark McGuire's thighs, and that is our embrace to you two guys. We love you so much. Be proud of who you are and be proud of what you do. Go Fishbowl.
Want to say anything, Sam?
You said it all. This is perfect. I'm crying right now.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Fishbowl fam. We love you and have a great week. We'll see you guys next Friday. We also got we'll be sending out another question of the week Sunday night. And next week, we'll probably do a Ryan Argues segment, and we'll ask you guys what questions you would want to be asked on the Ryan Argues. All right. Thank you, Fishbowl. All right, fam.